Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A man has been charged with murder over the suspicious death of Ian Pullen at Singleton 2 years ago. In September 2018, emergency services were called to Carrington Street, Glenridding, after a man's body was found on the side of the road. The man was later identified as 43-year-old New Zealand firefighter Ian Pullen, who had arrived in the Hunter region to assist with bushfire efforts. Detectives from the Hunter Valley Police District established Strike Force Wobbegoole to investigate the circumstances surrounding Mr. Pullen's death. Following extensive inquiries and numerous public appeals, a 29-year-old man was arrested at Newcastle Police Station at 10 a.m. and charged with murder, dangerous driving occasioning death, and failed to stop and assist after vehicle impact causing death. Investigations are still ongoing. Anyone with information is being urged to contact Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Federal Minister for Agriculture, Drought and Emergency Management David Littleproud paid Singleton a visit today off the back of the $560 million funding injection for the bypass project last week. The project is due to start construction in a couple of years' time, and on whether or not it could be fast-tracked, David Littleproud says they'd like to see that happen, but it will all depend on planning.
Well, we'd like to think so, but we'll work with New South Wales State Government. Planning has to be finalised. They believe that the first sod should be turned before 2023, but they obviously have to consult with the community, and obviously while there's initial plans that have been laid down, we need to make sure that final consultation with that community takes place.
He added that the funding is in the forward estimates, it's there and it's not going anywhere until the project is done. And Musselbrook Shire Council is finally on the move to Campbell's Corner. From Tuesday, the Council Administration Centre will operate from Campbell's Corner on Bridge Street in Musselbrook that's been purpose renovated. The new customer service area will be located on the ground floor at Campbell's Corner and will open to the public on Tuesday at 9 a.m. More than 70 staff will be moving into the building over the weekend after more than 12 months of planning. Council will be closed on Monday while the moving wraps up, and in addition, while essential works are being completed, the IGA store at Campbell's Corner will close on Friday, October 16 for 3 weeks. Council have said they will compensate IGA's costs for the period of that closure. And that's your latest local news.